Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we're going to take a look at the music and career of drummer Billy Higgins, who worked mostly as a freelance and studio musician. He appeared on over 700 recordings as a sideman, but only recorded 8 as a leader. Higgins was born in 1936 in Los Angeles. He began playing the drums at 12. He helped launch the free jazz movement with Ornette Coleman in 1959. After that, he played with just about every jazz luminary in the business. He was a staff drummer at Blue Note Records for a while. In 1989, Higgins co-founded the World Stage in Los Angeles to help young jazz musicians. He was also on the staff at UCLA. Higgins passed away in 2001 from liver disease. Let's begin with Billy Higgins playing in a quintet on pianist Sonny Clark's 1961 album, Leapin' and Lopin'. You'll hear Midnight Mambo, with Charlie Rouse on tenor, Tommy Turrentine trumpet, and Butch Warren on bass. Then you'll hear Ciora from trumpeter Lee Morgan's Cornbread album of 1965, with Hank Mobley on tenor, Herbie Hancock piano, Larry Ridley bass, and of course, Billy Higgins on drums.
Thank you.
We are enjoying the drum work of Billy Higgins on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Stan Getz and Cal Chater collaborated on an album in 1958 with a sextet on Big Bear, with Getz on tenor, Chater on vibes, Vince Guaraldi piano, and Eddie Duran on guitar. Oh, and Scott LaFaro on bass. After that, you'll hear Higgins with tenor man Teddy Edwards in 1960 on Higgins Hideaway from the album Teddy's Ready, with Joe Castro on piano and Leroy Vinegar on bass. Roy Hargrove recorded Heartbreaker from his 1991 first album, Public Eye, with Hargrove on trumpet, Antonio Hart alto, Stephen Scott piano, and Christian McBride on bass, and of course, the drummer of the day. Drummer Billy Higgins is featured on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Here's Higgins with vibraphonist Milt Jackson in 1994 on the album The Prophet Speaks, doing 5 o'clock in the morning with Joshua Redman on tenor, Cedar Walton piano, John Clayton bass, and Joe Williams on vocal. Then tenorist Dexter Gordon and quartet will do Soy Khalifa from the 1962 album A Swingin' Affair, Sonny Clark on piano and Butch Warren on bass.
In the morning, there's no one on the street but me. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and no one on the street but me. And I'm evil tired and lonely. You're not where you ought to be. Well, I'd be so happy, baby, if you were where you ought to be. This morning, I'd be so happy, baby, if you were where you ought to be. This morning, my whole world is empty, darling, because you're not here with me, baby. Don't think that I don't love you, 'cause I don't write to you every day. Don't feel I don't need you, 'cause I haven't got much to say. I love you and I need you so bad that I could cry this morning. Until you're here with me, baby, I cannot and will not be satisfied. No, I won't be satisfied.
Soy Califas.
last set on this Dr. Jazz Hour, we'll begin with tenor man Jimmy Heath with The Time and the Place in 1994. Curtis Fuller on trombone, Pat Martino guitar, Sam Jones bass, Stanley Crowell piano, and Me Too May on percussions. Tenorist Stanley Turrentine recorded Triste on his More Than a Mood album of 1992, with Cedar Walton on piano, Ron Carter bass, and our man of the hour, Billy Higgins, on drums.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.